Welcome to Xeno Attribute, a Primary Attribute Industries subsidiary, by which I mean spin-off. My name is Wit, and I will be the game master for the story, using Mothership by Tuesday Night Games. I use he/him pronouns.
Hi, my name's Adam. I play as Paul in this podcast. We both use he/him pronouns. Paul is our fun blue engineer, zoom zoom man, and right now he needs somebody to please pass him that spanner.
My name's Ian. I use they/them pronouns, and I play Dr. Lachlan Ray, who uses he/him pronouns. And Dr. Ray is bored and trying very hard not to show it, because he cannot contribute to reactor fixing at all. But there's an alien temple nearby, and he wants to go to that real bad.
My name is Kells. I use mostly he/him pronouns. I'm playing as Spencer Oz Osmond, the lead security associate, who also uses mostly he/him pronouns, different mostly. And he's actually in a similar boat to Ray at the moment, just waiting for something to happen that he can be useful on, because it's not going to be the nuclear reactor. Probably playing cards.
We could play catch.
We could play catch, buddy.
Hi, this is Moss. I use they, them pronouns. I play Demir, our HR android, who uses any pronouns. I've never been attacked by a barnacle, but Demir has and doesn't think that it's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's to live by.
Yeah, thanks.
Don't get attacked by a barnacle.
All right, well, welcome to our little space horror game here. Kells, would you like to tell us what happened last time?
I would love to. Last time, the team fought off a barnacle creature that had detached from a nearby tree, and several more of it, including some larger specimens that were about the size of a beach ball, but not before Dr. Ray froze up and Demir was badly injured. I'm not trying to shame Dr. Ray with that, I just think it might be thematically relevant later. We reached the top of the nuclear reactor and began to convert it into a thrust generator. This process will take, with Paul, Crew Chief Cody, and Specialist Candy working together, about 16 hours to complete. We have 10-ish days before Planetoid A is too far gone from cold, lack of atmosphere, and physical distance to be retrievable, and about 5 days before it enters Hypodyne space, which belongs to our corpse competitors, and that situation would become more legally complicated. So in the meantime, while this process is going on, there's a bunch of hurry up and wait time. And so we're settling in, resting a little, and discussing checking out that nearby alien temple that Ray is so hyped up about.
Yeah. So you all are up at the top of the reactor, and half of you are working really, really hard, and the other half of you are twiddling your thumbs.
Mm-hmm. In solitaire in our heads. I mean, that, the robots.
Doing that knife between the fingers on the table game in vac mm-hmm. suits, so it's a really good idea. Yeah.
I feel like Oz would be trying to organize a poker game using stuff that he had stolen from Paul as everybody's stakes. Like different little drill bits and pencils and...
The one bolt of a certain size available for that reactor. Yeah,
the piss mug.
Not the piss mug.
Playing for pink slips or piss mugs today, folks.
So Dr. Ray and Oz, the two of you are, you know, wandering around and poking at things and wasting time as best you can. You notice that some of the barnacles down below are starting to cluster up against the side of the reactor.
Uh-oh. Well, I don't like that at all.
No, it's probably not good.
No.
They're not climbing. And they're not even making a barnacle ladder that they can climb up.
I love that they're not making a barnacle ladder to climb up.
They're it's making a barnacle
I would have really hated that.
They're going to the barnacle city in the sky. Point the boxes.
They're making a barnacle ramp so it's accessible for all the barnacles.
Exactly.
No.
The Barnacles with Disability Act.
Yeah.
They are more clustering around some some pipes that are down below.
Are they eating them?
Is there perhaps heat venting from those pipes?
That's pretty likely.
I guess I'd also check. Are they eating them? I thought we did a discount.
You can't tell if they're eating them from this distance. You'd have to get down there because you're two stories up. They're too small. You can't see what they're doing. Just that they're clustering.
Oh. That's probably like because that. The planets have left the sun and it's cold on. Okay.
That is true. It is cold.
That's Moss, not Demir.
Oh, well,
that's smart, though. Demir.
I mean, you're all next to each other. These,
yeah.
Yeah.
Ray probably, and Oz are just the ones paying attention because they're not occupied.
Is Demir helping with the reactor stuff?
I think Demir is probably doing computer work and like calculations.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm helping. Mm-hmm. I'm a robot.
Pretty cool.
I can help.
So should we play another hand to see who goes down there?
I have an idea. I have half of an idea.
Oh boy.
We'll see where this goes.
I'm excited.
Oz has a foam gun.
Okay.
That he brought with him from the ship.
Okay.
Can he from here kind of lean over the edge and sort of spray the foam at the top couple of barnacles and or the pipe there?
Sure. What is your
goal? I don't know what he's trying to accomplish.
Okay.
See if the barnacles hate it, if they go away, if it stops them, if it insulates the pipe so they don't eat it.
If it insulates the barnacles.
Insulates the barnacles so they don't get cold.
Yeah. I mean, if they need heat, we could just set something on fire far away.
I don't know that that's... I like where your head's at.
On top of
that
shoulders.
Also occurred to me. But I feel like that's going to be a problem for future us faster.
Nah. Nah.
So I'm going to foam spray the barnacles as a data gathering attempt.
Yeah.
As a thing that I would do as a man with a foam gun and limited impulse control.
Oh, I think the pulse rifle has a scope. I will try to keep a close eye on how they react. And do science.
Okay. Kells, give me a combat plus...
Firearms?
Sure.
Hell yeah. Math. We're looking for under a 64 on this. And I rolled a 52.
All right. You foam the...
Foam them.
Cephalopods real good. Mm-hmm. Crustaceans.
Foam home.
Yeah.
I thought it was foam hout.
All right.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Thanks.
Yeah, you blast them. It has like a cooling effect because of pressurized liquid air mix. Yeah,
that's how that works.
So because of that, I think it really like scrapes a lot of them off.
Oh.
And also it dissuades them. They stop clustering right there.
That is better than I could possibly have expected.
Although it seems like it'll probably be a temporary fix.
Sure, yeah.
Very temporary.
Yeah.
The barnacles will remember this action.
The barnacles disapprove. Our standing with the barnacle faction is decreased.
Dr. Ray, you have biology, right?
I do.
Can you give me an intellect biology roll?
Sure. Let's see. So, intellect's 44.
If Demir has that as well.
Yeah,
I was just looking at that. Yeah. I mean, I was just looking at that and going, man, I'm not very smart, but...
I go for it.
Well, I rolled an 89 over the needed 54, so... Nope.
Yeah.
Not nice. Okay, hang on. My intellect is a 31, and I do have... Oh, shit! I have psychology, which upgrades biology to 15%.
If it's that works.
I don't know that I would count psychology for this one, unfortunately.
Wow. Yeah, that's fair.
those are conditionally upgradable. Yeah.
Wow.
I think genetics may have actually, or xenobiology definitely would, but not psychology,
okay.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I went the psychology route. So it's still just the 10%.
Yeah.
Oh, motherfucker, I missed it just a little bit.
Oh, no.
I had to hit a 41, and I just rolled a 55.
Oh, hey.
So even the 15 wouldn't have helped.
Do the dual numbers mean anything in this case?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they do. 55, you said?
Yeah. Wait, do I get snake eyes?
Teacher, give us homework.
Critically fail your attempt to figure out what the barnacles are doing.
Yeah, I don't think there's a critical failure for a
you come up with a radically wrong idea.
You're hypnotized by the barnacles, but that would just wander into their nest.
That would just be boring.
Sure.
It'd be sad. I'd cry.
Yeah, the heat seems like there's something about heat.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Big relate.
At this point, however, Crew Chief Cody wipes his hands and says, well, I think that's all we can do for about now. Just gotta let the nuclear pile, you know, cook for a bit. Kind of just a monitoring and adjusting levels and that sort of thing. We don't need to all be here present for that.
Can I? I've got standard battle dress in my gear.
Yes.
That has an HUD kind of a thingy.
Yes.
Does that include infrared? I want to look around and see hot spots. Do I have the gear to do that?
Yes. Between all of you, you would certainly have that.
Okay.
Because some other people have hand scanners as well, so yeah.
Yeah, anything look conspicuously much, much warmer and attractive to barnacles? Any sexy lady barnacles?
No sexy lady barnacles.
Okay.
Yes, you do see, there are... Well, you would know this from your time on the planet. There's there's actually a lot of geothermal vents.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Around the planetoid left over from the cracking.
Yeah.
And you know that life tends to congregate around those, you know,
yeah,
generally and probably especially so right now.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't like, well, off we go away from the nuclear reactor, which as it happens is the only inviting place on the planetoid for... Every barnacle in the world.
There are lots of crevices, leaking venting gas.
Great.
Geysers.
I have an adjustment to my previous suggestion.
Sure.
We set fire to a barnacle.
To eat it?
And then all the other barnacles are like, damn, that barnacle's hot.
Okay. All right. I see where you're going with this.
Thank you.
Oh, Moss, you're so tired.
Tired. My voice is very deep, and that's how you can tell I'm very tired.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crew Chief, is it a problem if there's barnacles all over that pipe? Because they're not going to stay away forever.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's not good. If they get in there, they could, back it up and prevent proper venting. That wouldn't be great.
Where could they get in? Are there joints or something?
It's a vent. Through the opening.
Yeah, this is just like the zebra mussels issues in the Great Lakes. Wash your boats, folks.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what to do about that.
He says, you know, if two of us stay behind, that should be fine. Could scrape them off with one of your walkers.
Sure. Can you just adjust the pipe so that it vents higher up to where the barnacles are going to have a harder time getting to it?
No. It's pre-built.
Oh.
That would be
not flexible.
Rebuilding.
Would void the warranty.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%. You've already voided the warranty.
I was going to say, I think we're beyond the bounds of warranty at this point. I don't think it covers planetoid detachment.
Yeah, he's got a words are failing me right now. Like spikes for when you're rock climbing, you know. Anchors.
Pitons?
Pittons? Yeah.
Crampons. Cramp.
Well, that's
not what a crampon is.
those are for your feet. That's the hook things.
Those little spiky things that you put in there to hold your rope.
Into the rock to hold your rope.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has a gun that. For
podcast
that
podcast full of rugged outdoorsmen here.
Yeah,
many of us are more capable than you think, but we don't know the words.
Yeah, I've gone rock climbing, but
it's a podcast, so I think that just sort of failed step one of outdoorsmen.
What are you talking about? We're jocks.
Kills and Moss Boulder, so they don't have to learn any of the terms. We're totally jocks. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So he's got that. There's also a flamethrower for clearing stuff.
That sounds like a fun job. Very rock climb down and flamethrower things.
Yeah.
That will, in fact, light one of the barnacles on fire. And
it will.
Then we'll get to see how that goes.
Sure.
Anyway.
So he feels like he could keep the pipe clear.
Great.
At least if you all wanted to go on a small excursion.
Yeah, I think we want to go on a field.
You don't want to go on a small excursion. That's fine, too.
Nope, we're going.
Okay. Do we have a way to keep in contact with...
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
What is it?
You all have comms.
Great.
Radio, regular radio.
I'm going to put this piece of Velcro further from my hand, so I'll stop playing with it.
So who's looking forward to getting the broken up transmission that sounds really panicked and urgent from the reactor as soon as we're like an hour away?
Oh, no. A radio transmission? We were just talking about how those are never survivable for some reason.
Ominous transmission.
Sending a radio transmission. That's it. That's how you decide you're not living through this one, I guess.
So yeah, Candy offers to stay behind.
Okay, yeah, that was kind of my thought, is that Cody and Candy would stay here, and the rest of us would go on a little walkabout, stretch our legs.
Is it through in?
Paul, I think that frees you up to come with us if you want to be on the field trip.
Yeah, let me get a shower real quick.
I don't think we have any showers.
Yeah, there's a, like, the, you know, tiny little office hab module, which has a minimal facilities.
Was this designed to be kind of crewed by one person or a couple of people for an extended period, like a lighthouse type of deal?
No, it was meant, it's a construction site. So it's more like there's a little
you can use portable the emergency building. Okay. The emergency shower for chemical exposure.
So people,
there's a portable building with you know, a single bunk and a bathroom.
Oh, that's useful.
Just in case somebody gets stuck out here overnight.
Yeah, this is the freak out tent, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Getting everything washed off and whatever. Does that help his stress levels at all?
Actually, let me check.
Didn't we already take a rest?
Yes. You did take a rest. Yes. So yes, that was already accounted for.
So stress level of 2 is normal right now.
Yes.
Okay.
You probably
it's within operational bounds for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You probably spent the. Because clearing stress is only one of the things you can do during arrest, so you probably spend it on a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are we still having trouble seeing Paul?
Only when he wants to.
Yeah, only when when it's out in the light.
So yeah. Only when he is naked.
We make him wear a fluorescent yellow shirt.
Just you're not so having trouble. Like, he's not, like, you know, it's not like a problem.
He just loses a lot of contrast detail.
Yeah, he's got an optional stealth advantage. Okay.
Yeah.
His cell shader kicks in.
So he steps out of the little hut thing, and now it smells like Axe body spray and or whatever the future equivalent of that is. And he's got his pack and everything. He's ready to go.
Cool.
Where are we going? Where were you guys talking about going anyway? I wasn't really.
Yeah, you were.
And
pretty,
I had my head in an engine this whole time.
No, we're going to the alien ruin over there that Candy was telling, Cody was telling us about, and Ray seems pretty hype.
Okay, but why? When are we going to do the mining part?
What?
Presumably after we get our planetoid under control.
Yeah, that's not really a priority at the moment.
Also, the alien ruins might be part of the issue.
Yeah, Cody speaks up and he's like, listen, I know it sounds crazy. I understand that.
As long as we're on the same page.
Look, when you see the, like, inscriptions and hieroglyphics in there, I don't know, it'll make more sense. The aliens knew something was weird about this place, and they did something, or they knew how to tap into it, or whatever.
Okay, I'll keep my eyes peeled for any wall murals depicting a planetoid hurtling into oblivion.
Also, it's considered recommended in the handbook to take your humans for a short walk, 1 to 3 days.
What handbook is this?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Did you see a big ring anywhere in the ruin?
No, none of that.
One kind of hieroglyphics got it.
I want to take a moment out of continuity to talk about Oz's patch. We all randomly rolled patches for our cool jackets. And he has a biohazard symbol patch, which he has taken like stencils and sprayed the words toxic personality above and below on the back of his jacket.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
My patch is of Icarus, which I'm sure will not become relevant at all with my eagerness to go to a ruin.
I do want to clarify, is that the Icarus from the Led Zeppelin album art, or is it just a different Icarus?
Gotta be.
So I choose that as a different Icarus.
Okay. Very well.
Dr. Ray doesn't strike me as a big Zeppelin guy.
No, maybe it is that Icarus, but you don't know that because you're not a big Zeppelin guy.
Oh, man.
So people are like, oh, from Led Zeppelin. You're like, no, what are you talking about? From Greek mythology, you plebe.
What kind of idiot would make a Zeppelin out of lead?
Uh-huh. And nobody who sees the Led Zeppelin Icarus at this point can discern it from Greek mythology anymore because it's been that long. Together.
Yeah, that's true. We are 200 years from now, so yeah. All right. So you all head off into the fern jungle.
Are we taking a walker with us? Or are we just hoofing it?
I mean, if there's a ruin, I think bringing a walker would be good, just in case we need to drill into something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Collapsed tunnels, that sort of thing.
I was just thinking, in case we have like a Scooby-Doo moment and we all have to like cling to the walker. Ruh-roh.
Scooby-Doo moment where we join together like Voltron.
Yeah.
No, these are not that fancy walkers.
I don't want that Scooby-Doo now, though.
I said, we don't have to be a good Voltron.
Sailor Moon Walker.
Okay, so you head off into the fern jungle. Already, you can tell that the cold and the lack of light is having a significant effect on the flora and fauna. Mm. Plants are dying off in massive quantities. Mm. Even if they're still alive, they're turning into like, you know, kind of sludgy, rotten.
Oh,
because the freezing is wrecking all the
yeah. Well, so the atmosphere on this planetoid is really strange because the geothermal vents are pumping out a lot of fresh air, for lack of, you know, atmosphere. But at the same time, a lot of the atmosphere is bleeding off very quickly into space. And there are like thermal winds that bring the hot air from the vents around. So it's like rapid heating and cooling all the time, which is getting more drastic and thus having more of an effect on the plants. Organisms are getting pretty feisty. Even if they are not hostile, you all are being constantly pelted in the face with random critters that are presumably seeking warmth.
Have we seen any of those mosquito monsters?
You have. You have. You certainly do see some of those. They're like pigeon-sized mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And they're pretty lightweight, and they're not, they'll nip at you, but they're not.
Yeah, mosquito monster was maybe an overstatement of threat.
You know what's fucked up? I hated these things, and then you said they were pigeon-sized, and now I'm like, oh, I'd die for them, so I just like pigeons.
So these things can't, like, puncture our suits or anything, so.
Well, they haven't made a concerted effort.
Unless we actively let them try super hard, which we are not.
Yeah, like, don't let it hang out on you and chew away. That'd be bad.
What happens if something with proboscis punctures a pressurized suit?
Oh, they just get blown away?
I was going to say, does it get blown away? Does it, like, explode?
No.
It's too good? Like...
It inflates like a balloon.
Yeah.
Neil deGrasse Tyson tweeted us.
Yeah, if you're ever confused about anything that's going on during our podcast, ask Neil deGrasse twice Tyson on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's fully informed of what we're doing here.
Yeah, yeah.
He loves the attention.
Big fan.
Mm-hmm. So I don't want to make you all fight every little bug and critter that comes at you.
I also don't want to fight every little bug and critter.
What kind of hippie game is this?
That's boring and tedious.
Do we have a flamethrower?
How? God.
Please don't use a flamethrower in the jungle.
It's just all dying anyway.
Yes, but I'd like it to not be by our own hand in such an explicitly stupid way.
frankly, with the rate that these trees and ferns and stuff are either rotting or freezing, nothing's going to burn here.
Mm.
Motherfucker.
Or like you're not going to set a fire. Like you can burn stuff up, but
yeah,
it's not going to catch the humans on fire to me.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, were they doing like agricultural terraforming here or working that direction or?
No, nothing like that.
Cool.
Purely mining. The planetoid is too unstable. The idea
that
it's probably not going to last for long enough to be.
Especially not now.
Makes sense.
It's would have been like a sick Airbnb though.
Well, cool. In that case, I'm less concerned about the long-term impacts of all the dead plants.
Great fertilizer.
Yeah. How long does it take us to get to the place we're going?
So it's actually partly back towards the main mining base.
Okay.
It's kind of like a bit of a triangle. It's probably 2 hours walk.
Okay. It's a nice little day trip.
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's see. Can I get everyone to make an armor check? Save is the word.
Who's in the walker? Was it Paul?
That's a good
Paul
question. They excited. Should not have to make an armor save.
I was assuming Paul.
Yeah, Paul would be in a walker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Paul Walker.
Yeah,
like we said before.
Again. I was going to say, check the box. Get it.
Fulfilled our contractual obligation. Mm-hmm. Do we add anything to that? Or just roll under
If safe? You have, yes. The armor from your vac suit and the armor from your battle dress.
Oh, I forgot.
I'm pulling those up right now.
Thank you.
Doing my best. Vac suit. So everyone has a vac suit. They get +7.
Nice.
And the Marine has +15 for the battle dress.
Okay. In addition to the 7 or just the 15?
Can you wear the battle dress over a vac suit?
No.
Okay. 15
one or the other. But the battle dress will, the battle dress plus a breather will, okay. will work for you.
I fail.
Uh-oh.
I have a vac suit as part of the exploration gear that I snagged, and I still failed because I rolled a 97.
Wowzers. Cool.
I rolled an 80 over my modified 37, so...
Work.
Just by a bit.
I rolled a 27 under 55, so I'm feeling fine.
What's okay. it like still being alive?
Moss and Ian, you each take... Oh, that's not much. 4 damage.
Okay.
From... those pigeon-sized mosquitoes and other little stinging, biting insects and, other
falling
critters
coconuts.
That are... Yeah. No falling coconuts. There are zero coconuts.
I assume that for me, coconuts. It's not because they're actively trying to, like, get at my tasty, delicious blood, but it's just they're getting, like, fucking crammed in between the joints. It's just like, dog, get out.
Yes. You do notice that quite a few of the organisms do ignore you, Dimir.
Yeah.
Especially the barnacles. You do see some barnacles, which are the most overtly aggressive of the critters. The other things will nip at you if they get like close to you, but if you just whack them, they leave.
What temperature does Dimir run at?
He's a little. He's colder. Than okay. you all, but he does have a power source and
yeah, there probably is like one bright spot in Dimir.
Yeah. So they're not like room temperature.
And you do notice that when they do come at you, they tend to be like trying to dig for it.
And since I tackled my chest earlier, I feel like it would be just safe to say that it's like abdominal cavity or chest area or whatever.
Yeah.
Presumably. It needs, the bulk.
Can we overclock Dimir? So more of a tempting target.
Fuck you.
Dimir, with that damage, in addition to what you took earlier, how are you looking at the moment?
My health is at 26.
Ooh. Okay.
Out of a max of 56.
Okay. And good to know.
You got nanobotted, right?
I got healed, and I also failed my roll earlier.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you're below half now.
Uh-oh. Oh, motherfuck.
Half
move
and dodge? I realize that's the wrong game. What happens?
That means
is it time for a panic save?
Get to make a panic save.
Uh-oh.
What's your how much stress do you have?
I have 0 stress.
Okay. Well, then what you're going to do is not worry about rolling, because technically what you'd have to do is roll 2d10 and get over your stress
in order to be okay.
Over
to be okay. Yes.
Yeah. So obviously, since you can't roll a zero on 2d10.
Not with that kind of attitude.
No. You automatically succeed, so that's great. But you do get a stress.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
All right. So, trudging through the jungle, and you see the structures.
The structures.
It is a series of three buildings, one of which is larger than the other two.
Mm-hmm.
They're all kind of like egg shaped.
Cool.
Sort of like the top of a Middle Eastern minaret, or like the hideous Fabergé egg building in London.
Or like the spheres.
Like a
in Seattle.
No, more straight
like
up.
Like a high arch dome.
Oh, thank God.
Less geodesic and less like round.
Excellent.
More egg shaped and coming up to almost like a point at the top. But like a rounded point.
Oh, so pretty tall then. Pretty narrow.
Maybe the tallest one is maybe three stories.
I just mean proportionately they're tall for their width relative to
yes,
an egg.
Yes, they are tall for their width. Yes, they are taller than they are wide. Yes.
I googled the Fabergé egg building, London.
Yeah.
It's called the Gherkin now.
Yeah.
That's not a better choice.
Wikipedia has it as the Gherkin.
Yeah.
Did they have a worst name contest?
The Gherkin, formerly 30 St. Mary Axe and previously known as the Swiss RE building. Anyway, doesn't matter. We're in space.
You're in space. It's made of like stone, something stone-like.
Mm-hmm.
There's also like pretty and decorative, presumably geometric patterns all around the outside of it. There's three of them. So I said the tallest one is probably three stories.
Mm-hmm.
The other two are maybe one and a half, about half the size.
Is the tall one in the middle?
Yes.
Okay.
It forms kind of a cluster.
Okay.
And they all have entrances that are kind of like right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a little flat courtyard area, not maintained or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Okay.
And then the three entrances to the three buildings. Three stories tall, maybe, the big one is maybe, 30 feet across inside.
Mm-hmm.
So really not that big.
Not that big. Out of curiosity, we believe these two have been built by the Lycée, right? That's the name of the...
Yes.
What's their body plan like?
It's wild. They're just like huge eggs.
they hang out in groups of three. And
I don't think that any of you have ever met them.
Oh.
And information tends to be a little... sparse and corrupted by the game of telephone.
Right.
There's no pictures.
They are there are, but there's as much crappy art as there is pictures.
Yeah.
Just AI art forever.
Yeah.
God.
Hey, I worked really hard on that AI art. It's actually all Demir just like finger painting in its room.
Uh-huh.
They are they're semi-amphibious. They're very like if an axolotl was a person.
I love them.
Yep. They've been adopted by cows.
Yep. I'm filling out my
application for citizenship.
This
would be a sick Airbnb.
Yeah, this would be a great spot. They are mildly empathic, psychic.
Mm-hmm.
The extent of that is, again, wildly either dismissed or inflated, so you don't really know exactly how much the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
They and humans just kind of don't mesh. It's not that there's, like, an antagonism or anything. It's more that, like, there's even interest, but you all are so fundamentally different from each other that while there's an academic interest, it's kind of off-putting to be, you know, associated with each other.
I'm assuming all of their interactions are essentially like dinner conversations between like your dad and like your new college friends.
Exactly.
Humans like Nintendo, the Lisa like Sega. We'll never bridge this divide.
You all are nailing it.
You're mammals? So tell me about that.
Weird.
They slightly throw up in their mouth when they think about live birth.
Sure. Don't even bother telling them about milk. They're not ready for that.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Say various insensitive species of things on accident to each other.
Oh yeah, yeah. All the time. Yeah. There's these three buildings. There are just open doorways. There's no like actual doors.
I go inside the big one.
Okay, we're going with Dr. Ray. Oh,
okay.
I want to do things. Also, fuck checking for traps.
I was going to say, this is your rodeo, but wowzers.
Paul, you can't bring the walker inside.
Oh, too big for the doors?
Too big for the doors. Are you going to hop out or are you going to
He's got like, hold on, what's in his kit of
Temple
stuff?
Temple says fast 10 across the board.
I mean, you also have drills. You could enlarge the door, but that, you know. God.
At what cost?
At what cost?
I mean, this isn't Paul's heritage. I'm not sure he'd care.
Are you going to break the building? Is my
Please don't
concern.
Break the building. As an archaeologist, Dr. Ray would take a lot of issue with that.
Oh, great. Did we get one of those archaeology doctors instead of a medical doctor? Is that what happened here?
No. You got a medical doctor who's a hobbyist archaeologist.
Medical doctor got a bachelor's in archaeology and is deeply ashamed of it.
We got a fucking nerd.
Sometimes you double major, okay?
All right. So he's got a vac suit or something, right?
Yeah. All right.
You just got to hold your breath this whole exploration.
Well.
Yeah, you're already in a vac suit inside the walker. You're fine.
Yeah, just making sure he's not unarmored once he gets out of this
thing. No.
All right. Fine. Okay. Leaves
so
it
you,
parked.
Park, you hop out, and everyone heads inside. Everyone heads inside?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I activate my field recorder and turn the record button on my body cam if it wasn't running already.
Gotcha. So the first thing that's a little weird, when you approach the doorway to the building, you meet resistance upon crossing the threshold. Like pushing two same pole magnets at each other kind of resistance. It's not hard to push through, but it's a little strange. And immediately upon going inside, you register full atmosphere and air and ambient temperature, actually quite warm.
Well, that answers my next question.
Okay, how do we get all the barnacles in here?
Right. Oh, that's interesting. There are zero barnacles.
Yes, I think they'd be in here already if they could get in.
Zero barnacles.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So either something's eating them or this place is like hypoallergenic for barnacles or whatever.
Boy, there's a force field.
Here's
a force field.
How did we get through the force field?
That's a great question.
It just led us, I guess.
We're not barnacles.
I want to take some little random item that I have on my person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Something that I won't miss if it's destroyed.
A credit.
And I just want to chuck it back at the force field and see what happens.
Okay.
It is leaving my hand as it approaches the force field.
Okay. I'm going to say you do this a couple of times.
Yeah. Like a pebble or something.
Yeah. So the first time you toss it extremely gently, it hits the force field and bounces off.
Okay.
You also notice outside there is like a layer of like, you know, blown detritus right at the lip of the force field. Doing it a little bit more with a little bit more force, you find that there is a level in which you can get the thrown object through.
Okay. So it's not a perfect barrier.
It seems to require intent.
Throw amount of force and mass.
Well, it's more than that, actually.
My hypothesis, this is a Kell's hypothesis, I don't know if Oz is thinking in these terms, but is that it's checking for sentience, basically. Lisa and their super
brains. I guess if you're a species of empath, then you can probably build something that's like, this thing wants to be here and has sentience. Yeah.
Looking around the room, It is dark, but you have your lights, and there is enough light from all that that you can see the whole space. It is just a hollow egg room, kind of just a shell going all the way up to the top. It's the same shape inside as it is outside. There are several crystal-like pillars that go up, maybe a little taller than a human, maybe 8 feet, six of them.
What color are they?
They're natural crystal, so they're like a bluish.
Okay.
In the blue range, though imperfect. They are also humming slightly.
Are they radioactive?
No.
Okay.
Do not give off any. Well, I mean, like, you know, you're in space and you don't have an ionosphere or Van Allen radiation belts.
Yeah, that's so fair. Y'all are fucked up.
There's a lot of radiation everywhere right now.
Not more radioactive than anything else.
Yeah, from what Crew Chief Cody said, the main thing that catches your eye in here is the diagrams, hieroglyphics, images that are carved on the walls.
Ooh.
Now, if I had more time, I would make this into a visual puzzle. For you all,
which works so well on
which podcasts. Works so well for podcasts. So instead, I'm going to mostly just describe it and answer questions, and then game master note per Moss's and others' requests. While it is a puzzle, it is not like solve this puzzle in order to proceed type puzzle.
Excellent.
Solve this puzzle for fun, extra information.
Yeah.
Cool.
There's not a way that I can get an F in D&D right now.
No, exactly. Starting at the, well, going around the egg, around the walls, in a continuous movement all the way from top to bottom, there is a series of parallel lines, similar to like musical notation, like sheet music.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only four lines.
And this goes as like a spiral all the way down, you said?
It goes in a spiral all the way down. There are also different like images in that spiral. It's not musical notation, or it's not like notation type stuff. You see definitely the fractured planet with the planetoids all clustered around each other.
Mm-hmm.
You see some clearly spaceships. You see the spaceships interacting with the planetoids.
Hmm.
Do they look like spaceships humans would make, or do they look like...
No, absolutely not. No.
They're way safer.
They look way less like a soup can.
And then it gets more abstract, and you see more like depictions of the Lycée.
Mm-hmm.
But like different ones, like specific people, specific Lycée.
Oh, what do they look like?
Yes, there's several Lycée who are individuals on there. Mm-hmm. One is especially big. One is especially frilly with like the head frills. And one is more old, just clearly an older, hunched over. There's like a deference to that one.
Hmm.
You see that the Lycée seem to be having a fight, like an argument, like three sides. Then you see what looks like signs of a catastrophe. One of the ships that you saw is like breaking up. Then there's an image of the planetoids, except they've all rotated around. So instead of like the craggy undersides all facing each other, it's like the smooth crust facing each other.
Okay.
And then you see the spaceships departing.
Huh.
And the image of the temple. Then it breaks up like that. That it seems like that story ends.
Uh-huh.
And then you see another story starts. It's about fish, for like fish-like creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is, again, very abstract. Can someone with biology give me a biology roll?
Got a 26, which...
That's pretty good. Yeah,
definitely passes.
Moss?
One day I'm going to do good at this. I got a 77.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I think I'm actually forgetting stuff about biology.
No, you just come up with a super racist reason for why people are the way they are.
Man, I didn't want to be a racist robot.
It's all, you know, early 1900s anthropology.
It's not racism with robots. It's just incompatibility.
At least that's what they say on their dating profiles.
I'm just doing evo-psych bullshit over here. I'm going like, oh, well, this planet represents the id.
Great.
Okay, I have to turn in my psychology degree now.
At least you're not using Foucault.
Foucault can fuck off.
Okay. So, Ian, Dr. Lachlan.
Yo.
You recognize this as pretty much straight out of your biology 101 class.
Yeah.
You are looking at like pretty much a hieroglyphic nature documentary about some critter that is pretty much very similar to salmon.
This feels super targeted for you specifically.
There is these fish things that are social and swimming around together, and they kind of form like a fish Ouroboros, at least in the hieroglyphics. and then they separate and go off and spawn and die. And then there's more fish.
Okay.
And there seems to be the whole ending part of the diagrams and depictions are sort of a celebration of these salmon-like creatures, like almost worship.
I'm just really excited about the phrasing of fish Ouroboros.
Yes, and that's the wall. There's a lot more to it than that, but a lot of it is like lisei text that you have
no way of reading.
Yeah, you also think that there's possibly an extrasensory aspect to this display coming from the humming crystals, but again, as not lisei, you would not have any way to consume that to you know, take in that part of the display.
If I go over and touch one of the crystals, does it do anything? Look, a light socket.
I feel like it just cures your headache. Makes you feel less sad.
Really cleanses my aura.
Yeah.
Give me a sanity save.
Hell yeah. Exactly what I want.
The sanity chi.
Damn it. 5. Under 44. I don't get to make everyone else gain stress.
Touching it does give you the slightest sensation. It's fleeting, and it's like you try to hold on to it and like savor it and understand it, and it just disappears. But you get a brief sense of you personally flying through space. No ship, no body, nothing, just you flying through space.
I don't feel particularly fishy in this vision.
No. It's more just you flying through space. You don't feel any way particularly.
I'm concerned that salmon story is a metaphor for the planet. I have no idea how. You know, then the pieces break apart and they go off to breed and make more planets, I guess.
Listen, when a mommy planet and a daddy planet love each other very much, they split up. Huh. Hang on. I'm fucking up. Hang on.
Weirdest way to describe a divorce to your kids.
Yeah, you know.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Anyone else want to do anything?
I do tell y'all about the fact that touching the crystal does do something. Fighting my personal instinct to dare someone to do it.
I think that Demir takes like a very quick look at their stats, because they're an android, so they can like pull up like information about this operating system, and goes, I don't think I'm going to touch the crystal. Demir's sanity is 24. Oz, are you going to touch the crystal?
I don't think I'm going to touch the crystal. Wait, can I stick my chewing gum to the crystal?
Oh boy.
From out of your suit?
I thought I had a breather mask.
Yeah, you have the breather on. Yeah, you can do that. Sure.
Just make sure you have positive pressure as you pop it out.
We established there was air in here.
Oh, yeah.
Is it breathable air?
It is.
Okay. Yeah, we'll find out. Yeah, I stick my chewing gum to it.
Okay.
Does the chewing gum ascend to a higher plane of existence?
Nope. The chewing gum sticks to a crystal.
Do I still need to make a sandy check or whatever? I imagine I incidentally touch it.
I guess it worked through my gloves.
Yes. Yes. Yes, okay. Go ahead and make a sanity check.
Does his chewing gum lose its sanity on the pillar overnight?
Oh, three man. Under 29. I'm rolling very well.
Okay. We don't have to all make a fear save.
That's only if I panic.
You have the same sensation.
Okay. Cool. Pretty weird.
Yeah.
I do it again.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I'm not going to make you roll again, but same thing happens.
Neat.
I was going to say, can I walk away to beat out of the AOE if it's panic zone?
Is there like a little chip or something on the floor that I can slip into my pocket for later?
Oh boy.
No.
Okay.
Going to use this crystal as a drug.
Oh yeah. That's exactly my plan.
Well, let's see. Can I roll archaeology to activate the hint system? I'm really stupid.
No. Yes, absolutely.
Because I have to give it to Cody. He was probably more on the money than I was giving him credit for.
I don't have anything I can spend for better rolls, right?
No. You can set yourself up by like taking more time, or if you went back to the ship and had access to like the full computer system in the moment. No, probably not.
Okay. 96.
Oh, yeah, no, you got nothing.
can I roll to hack the planet?
No, wrong game.
Yeah, that's fair.
Rats.
With that, though, you all suddenly hear a burst of static from your radios that startles you. And you hear emergency, emergency, out team.
Yes.
There's something getting into the base.
Oh, bloody.
This is Dr. Dowra.
How close are we to the base?
Probably another hour and a half or so.
How close are we if we all hold on to the walker?
Big Voltron.
Extremely badly beat up and hurt.
Yeah, fair.
But faster?
Probably not.
Alright, I tell them...
I suppose we can fly by wire or shuttle over here.
You kind of could, or you could, there's other... You could hoof it, and yeah, be there much faster.
Yeah, I kind of tell them our position and that, yeah, we're on our way.
Okay.
Can you give us any more information?
They're coming in through the air processing.
I asked for more information about what the they are. Did anyone take a photo?
The barnacle things.
Oh, okay.
God damn it.
Do you have enough suits to get everybody into Enviro suits and shut off the air processing for now?
The group split up. Some people are already dead.
From the barnacles?
People are holing up in their in different rooms.
Okay.
It's kind of chaos. We weren't expecting this.
All right. We hoof it.
See if you can get the spaces as cold as possible for y'all to survive in. I think that might help.
Yeah, especially near where the barnacles are coming in.
Okay.
Anything you have that's cold, just start throwing ice cubes at them.
So maybe put some space heaters near the event exits so you're not the warmest thing in the room.
Yeah, gonna specifically just... I did get back in my suit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. On the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the walker, yes.
As we start hoofing it, can I just stick my head into one of the smaller...
Sure.
Temple things.
Sure.
And then like run to catch up. This is literally just, I'm going to take a look. Is it basically the same in there or is it?
It is, I'll say that you have time to duck into both of them really quickly.
Well, Paul strapping himself in.
Swirl my body cam around to get an image of everything and leave.
Sure.
Yeah.
One of them is a monument to some Lisei who clearly died here.
Wow.
And the other is, more like a, something more to do with Lisei culture and like their remembrance and their history.
Cool. Well, Paul's got all of his seatbelts on, so we gotta go.
Yep.
I'm so tempted to touch the monument, but I'm not going to. I've seen Star Trek on this first.
I've played No Man's Sky. I'm ready to learn their language. Here we go. Teach me to say interloper.
God, but they're gonna be spread all over the map.
One word learned. Fuck.
So you all hoof it off to the mining base.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do we have to roll again to see if we get fucked up on our way over there?
Yeah. No, but I will make you make a speed check.
Ooh. Ooh, okay.
How do we do that?
You roll against your speed stat.
I forgot. That was one of my stats. Can I add my athletics or 0G to it?
Yes, yes. Actually, you can add athletics or 0G. And if you have both, you can roll with advantage.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Rolling with advantage it is.
Do we think military training would help?
I don't.
Yeah, that's fair.
Amazing.
All right, 14. Thank God I rolled with advantage because my first was a 95. So Ooh. I succeed.
I got a 6, baby.
Okay.
I got a 52. I'm going to turn in my dice.
52 out of what?
It's a 52 out of 36.
Ooh, not great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Paul, how are you?
Oh, well, I got a 62 versus a speed of 46, so...
Does being in the walker affect that?
I don't think it does.
It's okay. A question.
You could add heavy machinery.
Okay. Let's see. What does heavy machinery add?
It's plus 10%.
Plus 10%.
Does that help?
62 out of 46? I don't think so.
Nope.
That would bring it up to 56, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nope. That's a bummer.
Not quite.
Okay. So the question is, two of you can get ahead and get there a little early, or you all could stay as a group.
I totally vote you'll get ahead.
I was going to say, this seems really time sensitive.
And yep. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Let's go.
Mission protocol dictates that you leave behind the android anyway.
just for whenever like any possible. Inconvenience.
yeah. Just like whenever. It's actually...
It dictates that you find an opportunity to ditch the android. If we bring you back, our pay will be docked.
If necessary, go to the glove and pry the bouncer.
It's not even about efficiency. The manual is just really fucking speciesist against androids.
Throwing Demir onto the side.
Oh no, the screen broke. Anyway.
God, that's grim. Okay.
Oz and Lachlan get to the base.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit ahead of you, the others.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of squat buildings with, walkway tubes between them.
This is about where we landed when we got on the planetoid, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You've been here before.
Yes.
It's, temporary buildings, pretty much, but they've been well used and spruced up.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, you very clearly see the large air processing, kind of like outdoor air conditioner units. They've been severely torn up. They are covered in barnacles.
Mm.
And you see more crawling inside through the openings.
Mm. Great.
Yeah.
Guess we radio in.
Yeah. We let them know that we're here.
Yeah.
This is Dr. Dower answering.
Yeah, Dr. Dower answers. She says, "Oh, you're here. What should we do? How do we get rid of these things?
Do you have a bigger heat source? Somehow, I don't know.
Only inside.
That's not very helpful.
I'm thinking this might actually be a good spot to wrap.
Cool.
Yeah. So we make it and we skid to a stop. And
yes, we take in the things and then end credits roll for the episode.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah."
Xeno Attribute is a Primary Attribute spinoff. It has been brought to you by the people you just heard. Visit us at primaryattribute.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr. We're in those places. Mothership is by Tuesday Night Games. Logo by Adam. Editing by Wit. Thank you for listening. We'll see you again next time.
With special guest star Radar the Cat as Campbell the Cat. Theme music is Igni by Scott Buckley, released under a Creative Commons 4.0 license. Check out his work at scottbuckley.com.au. We'll see you next time on Xeno Attribute. Similar to like musical notation, like sheet music.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only 4 lines instead of 8. 8? I don't know.
I can't remember.
5?
Yeah. 10? Is it 10 or is it 8? Are there
ones above? I should know this.
I don't remember. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Don't tweet at us.
Don't tweet at
us. There's 10.